Continental Celebrity Club. Celebrity Club. Celebrity Club. The Continental Can Company presents the Continental Celebrity Club with our own young comedy star, Jackie Kelp, the songs of Margaret Whiting, the music of Ray Block's orchestra, and as our special guest this week, the beautiful and lovely Hollywood star, Linda Darnell. And here is your host, John Daly.
Thank you, Bill Cullen, and good evening, everyone. Margaret Whiting takes the new song hit from the picture Road to Utopia to open tonight's festivities. The personable Miss Whiting and personality.
Mary Smith had a college education. Sally Jones had a scientific stream. Susie Brown used to lecture on ancient architecture. Josie Green spoke Latin and Greek. Just forgotten girls with forgotten brains, while history explains. When Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen obviously. The madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about DeBerry's looks. What was it made her the toast to Paris? Made her the toast to Paris. Made her the toast to Paris. She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet, or Pierrot in Pierrette, or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. So don't you say I'm smart and have the kindest heart, or what a wonderful sister I'd be. Just tell me how you like my personality.
Friends, you are listening to the Continental Celebrity Club, brought to you by the Continental Can Company, makers of cans, of paper and fiber containers, of bottle caps and of plastics for home and industry. Plastics for radio cabinets, electric shavers, and for hundreds of other uses. The containers made by Continental Can Company bring you many products you use every day. Lots of your favorite food products are packed in containers made by Continental Can. So are many nationally famous drugs, motor oils, paints, and thousands of other things. For Continental containers serve behind the scenes, behind the labels of America's finest products.
Just about this time each week, the Continental Celebrity Club spotlight turns toward our young comedy star. Many radio personalities have been given nicknames that describe them pretty accurately, like the voice, the haircut, and the nose. Well, you've heard this young fellow talk, so you know why we call him the Squeak. Here he is, Jackie Kelp.
Hello, Mr. Daly, I've decided to leave home. A fellow from the clothing drive came to our house the other day. He asked my father if he'd like to donate something he had no use for.
Well, what did your father offer him?
Me. You know, I ran away from home once before. My mother put a lighted candle in the window to guide me back.
And your father?
He kept blowing the candle out.
Now, Jackie, I'm sure your father would be heartbroken if you left home.
Wanna bet? He once got a threatening letter that said, if you don't pay us $10,000, you will never see your son again.
Of course he notified the police.
No. He wrote back, I haven't got that much money, but your proposition interests me. And he acts the same way toward my sister.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, a dog bit her. The man who owned the dog said to my father, I don't want to go to court. Let's settle for $50.
And?
My father said, okay, here's $25 now. I'll give you the rest next Tuesday.
Oh, Jackie, I can't believe it.
You can't?
No, what makes your father act that way toward you and your sister?
Well, of course he's mad at her because she's not married. But it's really not her fault. She was all set to elope one night. She had to postpone it on account of the weather.
On account of the weather?
Mm-hmm. That blizzard of 1888 was awful. You know, I've been hoping she'll get interested in Ray Block.
Ray Block?
Oh, I forgot. You know, he's got a nickname, too. The Scalp.
Do you think your sister would go out with me, Jackie? Most girls ignore me.
They do, Mr. Block.
Oh, it's so discouraging. Last night, I went to a dance hall on Broadway. I hung around for 2 hours, and one of the girls asked me to dance.
But, Mr. Block, you're supposed to ask the girl.
You didn't? I'm supposed to dine that way.
Mr. Daly, you know, I like Mr. Block. He doesn't say much, but what he does say is pretty silly.
All right, Jackie. But let's get back to your father. He's annoyed with your sister because she's not married. Now, what's he got against you?
Oh, nothing much.
But what is it?
Oh, it's really very trivial.
But what did he say about it?
Just that I'm a lazy, half-witted, untidy, ignorant jerk. And I keep telling him.
What?
I am not untidy.
Well, you're not ignorant, either.
No, of course not. Why, I spend whole days at the public library on 42nd Street.
Good. There are thousands of wonderful books inside.
Oh, do they let people inside?
Oh, Jackie, have you ever tried to find a job with a future?
Oh, sure.
What job did you apply for?
Private secretary to Linda Dinell. I wrote a letter to her studio telling them how much I want the job.
Well, they'll probably tell you to see Miss Darnell.
I have seen Miss Darnell. That's why I want the job. Well, if I don't get it, there's only one other ambition I have. I want to become an aviator.
Oh, now, Jackie, I don't think you're cut out to be an aviator.
Huh?
Can you see yourself carrying the mail from New York to California?
No.
Why not?
It's an awful long walk.
Oh. No, no. Picture yourself flying the mail. You've taken the plane up to 5,000 feet, and you're doing 300 miles an hour. Each of the four motors is going at top speed.
I'm 5,000 feet up in the air, handling four motors?
Yes.
All by myself?
Yes.
I've got news for you, Mr. Daly.
What?
I want more money.
A fine pilot you are. Well, anyway, you're flying along, and suddenly you realize you're slowing down. Can you realize you're slowing down? Can you tell why?
Certainly.
Why?
I must be going uphill.
No, no, no. It's because you're caught in a storm.
Oh.
The rain is pouring down, the lightning is flashing, and there isn't a landing field in sight. Now what?
I've got more news for you, Mr. Daly.
What?
The mail is going to be a little late this week. With all that rain and lightning, I don't know how I'd manage.
You forgot something. You have a radio.
Mr. Daly, at a time like that, who wants to listen to John's other wife?
No, no, Jackie. You communicate with the landing field by radio. That's how you find your way home.
Oh, is that how it works? Well, I don't have to talk to a landing field. I'll turn on the radio and talk to my father. I'll say, Pop, what are you having for supper? And he'll say, a Limburger cheese sandwich.
How will that get you home?
Easy. I'll say, this is Jackie. Bring it over to the window, Pop. I'm coming in on the beam.
Ray Block's musical surprise for tonight gives us a taste of the hunting season of birds on the wing of field and forest budding green to welcome spring. Ray Block's arrangement of A Whistler and His Dog.
I'm
Of food you bought at your grocer's came to you with a big padlock hanging from it, you'd probably raise your eyebrows a bit, wouldn't you? But the fact is, not all the locks in the world could seal that food in any better, make it any more airproof or tamper-proof than the sealing process right at the cannery. Yes, canned food is hermetically sealed, and you can be sure the seal will not be broken, accidentally or otherwise, until you open the can right in your own kitchen. In other words, when you open a can of food, you can be sure it has never been opened before.
And now, our guest for this evening, Miss Linda Darnell.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's awfully nice to meet you here tonight on the Continental Celebrity Club. Alan Shears and Frank Lovejoy, I'd like to change my name to Mary and do an original radio story called Till We Meet Again.
On a certain tree, in a certain park, the names John and Mary are carved together inside a rough, drawn heart. Beneath it is a fading date, 1936, a year which a young woman remembers well as she stands at the foot of the tree. Presently, another woman comes along and stops beside her.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Am I in your way?
No. I just stopped to look at the tree.
It's sort of interesting, isn't it?
Yes. Even to a stranger.
I wonder why.
Because it makes you think about it.
John and Mary.
Mm-hmm. Makes you wonder who they were, what they were like, where they are now.
That's what I was wondering. Where they are now.
Probably miles from here.
Not both of them. Just one.
Oh. What were they like?
Well, the girl was just a shy little kid, about 16 years old. You know, the kind. Long legs, sort of skinny, and very serious about love. And the boy loved. And the boy loved. Was a little too old. The boy was 19. The boy was 19. The boy was 19.
They were engaged. They were engaged.
No, always happened to them. Well, it's a long story. They were supposed to get married, but he went away. Moved out west with his folks. And she cried her heart out for a while. Waited. Then she went out west, too. But she never found him.
You think she
still looking?
You were?
No, not anymore. 10 years is a long time.
For what?
For anything. Love gets old, too, you know.
You're
old in time, but it's always there.
I
wonder.
You're married.
Yes. I could tell them, of course. It's no secret. I was very much in love with John. Still are. I don't know. I haven't seen him in 10 years.
And you haven't heard from him?
Not a word. That's why I came here today. I thought I might find him here at the tree.
Why?
Because we made a promise 10 years ago today. We said we'd meet here, no matter what, no matter how. But I don't think he's coming.
Yes, he is. He'll be here.
How do you know?
Because he told me, Mary. I'm his wife.
You're beautiful, Mary. More beautiful than you ever were before.
Oh, thank you, John. It's good seeing you again.
We should have made it 5 years instead of 10.
Oh, what difference does that make? You've been married a long time.
Well, you know about that?
I just found out.
How?
Your wife told me. Just a few minutes before you got here.
Well, you met her?
Yes, John. She's awfully sweet.
Well, she had no right to come.
Why not? She loves you, doesn't she?
Well, even so, I told her not to.
You told her something that broke her heart, John.
What?
That you have to find out if you're still in love with me.
It's true, Mary. I do have to find out.
After all these years, couldn't you have done it before you were married?
I didn't think I had to. I was in love with him.
And now?
Well, now I don't know.
Why?
Because it hasn't turned out the way I thought it would.
Marriage never does.
Ours might.
Ours wasn't a marriage, John. We were just a couple of kids making believe we'd found something that nobody ever thought of before. Something that would last forever.
Maybe it would have.
But it didn't, John.
It never had a chance.
Has it got a chance now? Do you think we can go back and pick up where we left off?
That all depends.
On what?
You?
What about you, John? Would you break up your home to try it? Would you give up your 2 little boys and divorce your wife for a dream we had 10 years ago?
It's more than a dream, Mary. Didn't she tell you? It's a very real thing that comes between us and makes us wonder if we really are in love. That's why I have to find out about you.
How? How can you find out what we've already missed?
By seeing you again, by being with you.
Don't you know now?
Not until I hold you in my arms.
No, John. Because it's not fair. I've had a life, too, these past 10 years. I haven't just sat by and waited for you to come back.
Then why did you come here?
Because I had to find out, too, John. Only I knew the answer as soon as I saw you.
And what is the answer, Mary?
We're just a couple of sentimental fools, John. We don't know how well off we are.
What do you mean?
Well, here, I'll show you. Amelia, Amelia, bring the carriage over here, will you?
Yes, Mrs. Branson.
Mrs. Branson?
That's right, John. I've been married for 2 years. And now I want you to meet my sweet little girl.
Miss Darnell, that applause meant that our celebrity club knows a fine performance when it hears one.
Well, thank you, Mr. Daly. Oh, by the way, is there a Jackie Kelp connected with a celebrity club? You know, someone by that name, who said he was very handsome and personable, wrote a letter to my studio asking for a job as my secretary.
Miss Darnell, I wrote that letter. I'm Jackie Kelp.
Oh, well, when did you have the accident, Mr. Kelp?
What accident?
Oh, my goodness, were you born with that face?
Miss Darnell, I may not be handsome now, but you should have seen me 5 years ago.
What were you like 5 years ago?
Much younger. Anyway, you're the one who has all the beauty around here. Boy, I wish my sister could copy the way you wear your hair.
Well, thank you, Jack. This is an upsweep. What's your sister's hair do?
It comes out when she combs it. Oh, but we're getting off the subject. Would you hire me as your secretary? Just to be near you, I'd work day and night, Sundays and holidays. And I'll be reasonable about money.
Well, just what do you call reasonable?
I'm willing to pay you $20 a week.
Well, Jackie, it does happen that I do need a secretary. Do you know shorthand?
Do I? Why, Miss Darnell, I won this medal for shorthand in business school. Look at the inscription on it.
Oh, what does it say?
How should I know? It's in shorthand.
Jackie, you should have a doctor examine your head.
You think so?
Yes. He says you have a brain, we'll have somebody examine the doctor.
Oh, Miss Darnell, please hire me as your secretary. If you don't think I know shorthand, try me out.
Well, all right. Now, here's a pencil and paper. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dear sir, this is to acknowledge your recent letter, and I wish to inform you that I will be in Chicago next month. At that time, I will be very happy to look over the contract you mentioned, and I trust I will find everything satisfactory. Sincerely, Linda Darnell.
Got it.
Every word?
Every word. Except that stuff after dear sir.
Oh. You'll be a wonderful secretary. How's your typing?
Typing? Oh, that's where I'm really an expert.
Oh, fine. I have a Corona.
Well, you smoke it. I don't care for cigars. But listen, there's a typewriter right here. Do you want to try me out?
Well, all right. Take this. Dear Mr. Jones, thank you for your invitation to your party, but I'm afraid I'll be out of town on Monday. However, I do hope you can arrange to drop in to see me the next time you're in California.
Go ahead.
Go ahead? You didn't get everything I dictated.
Why, sure I did. What else did you want to say?
Well, end the letter, yours truly.
Okay. Miss Darnell.
Yes, Jackie?
How do you spell truly?
Now, look, Jackie, you asked for a job as my secretary, but you haven't the slightest idea of typing or shorthand. Did you really expect to get the job?
Well, gee, Miss Darnell, I...
Jackie, let me tell you a story. You see, once there was a fox who was looking for a certain crow, but he couldn't find it. Now, the crow was up in a tree eating a big piece of bologna, and when he finished it, he felt so good he started to crow. The fox heard him, jumped into the tree, and ate him up. Now, that story has a moral for you.
What's the moral?
Don't open your mouth when you're full of baloney.
Good night, Jack. Good night, Miss Darnell.
Yes, and that's just the kind of a girl Frank Thompson married, too. The ideal wife who always has the right answer whenever he becomes a bit confused, as he seems to be right now.
Jane! Jane!
I'm right here, darling.
Hey, baby, did you see the porch furniture? Somebody gave the whole set a beautiful coat of paint.
You like it?
Like it? Gosh, I'm glad I didn't throw that furniture away after all. Why, it looks like new. Oh, how much did it cost? I'll send the painter a check right now.
Well, the painter tells me the job will cost you just one kiss.
Hey, wait a minute.
Why not, darling? I painted that furniture myself. So pay off.
Come here, honey. I'm going to give that painter two kisses as a bonus.
Well, it's nice to get paid in kisses, but really, it's no job at all to paint these days. In fact, it's easy and convenient because you can buy ready-mixed paints in many different size cans. And you can be certain the paint comes to you fully protected from dust and other outside impurities. Another thing, it doesn't take an expert painter to prepare the paint before it's ready for use, because all the blending and color toning is done for you right by the manufacturer. Yes, painting is fun, and it's amazing what wonders it works in beautifying and protecting your home. Just remember, when you buy paints, the best paint brands come in Continental cans.
Margaret Whiting is on stage again, and it's ballad time. New or old, Margaret?
I'm going to sing that lovely new ballad, John. Oh, What It Seemed to Be.
Margaret, that was nicely done. See you again next week.
Thank you, John. By the way, who's on our guest list for next Saturday night?
The lovely motion picture star, Constance Bennett.
Miss Bennett is more than that, John. She's also a motion picture producer.
Say, I've got to make sure to meet her. Who knows? She might take one look at me and say, what a profile.
What an actor.
What a leading man.
What a personality.
What a chance. Good night, folks.
The Continental Celebrity Club is produced and directed by Mark Slove. Linda Darnell appeared tonight through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox and may soon be seen in her new 20th Century Fox Technicolor musical, Jerome Kern's Centennial Summer. Next week, we'll have, in addition to Jackie Kelk, Margaret Whiting, Ray Block's music, and John Daly, the glamorous Hollywood star, Miss Constance Bennett. Be sure to join us then. The Continental Celebrity Club is brought to you by the 25,000 men and women of the Continental Can family, producing for the health, welfare, and happiness of the nation. For the biggest show in town, be sure to listen Saturday night to CBS, beginning with the Helen Hayes Show at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.